This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Maybe NBA TV. We'll talk about that coming up, I'm sure.
You sure about that, Kenny?
2-0 series. Series over. Get ready for the Boston Celtics. Is that what you believe?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of going that way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they... The Orlando Magic, by the end of that game, looked like they'd rather be anywhere else on the planet.
I told you,
Cleveland.
There was like about just like under a minute left or something, and Gary Harris, after that long timeout, after like the reviews, Gary Harris went to check in, and like, because I was watching, I was able to watch on Bally, and Gary Harris went to check in at the scorer's table, and he looked like he wanted to be anywhere but there. He looked like he was clocking in for a job he hated. So this is, it's been two dominating wins, both at home. Series shifts to Orlando on Thursday. I keep wanting to say it's tomorrow, but it's Thursday, 7 p.m., which is also an NBA TV game, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Get ready.
And, I think that'll probably be the last gasp. The Cavs are up by 20. Mitch said he was afraid they were going to blow the lead. Because and we'll talk about the Lakers coming up, I'm sure, during about last night.
I wasn't afraid at any point.
I wasn't either. I really wasn't either. Like, if they get a 20-point lead against Boston, I'm not going to be comfortable. If they get a 20-point lead against Milwaukee, I'm not going to be comfortable. Man, I was very comfortable with a 20-point lead. When it got down to 9, and I didn't look at social media, and I'm glad I didn't look at social media, because like after the game, I went back and looked at the people I follow, and they were freaking out when it was a 9-point lead. Freaking out. And I'm thinking, but they got it back up to 14, and everything was fine. I don't understand. I never thought... Never had the thought that they would actually come back and get us. Never once. And you agree.
Yeah, what they were...
They got it back out to 15, I beg your pardon, 15.
They were 9 of 35 from three-point range
in
this game. And the other day they were 8 of 37. So Orlando had convinced themselves, and I understand it. You lose a game one, you don't want to overreact. You say all the open shots are going to hit, you know, in game two. And the Cavs, certainly, why would you change your game plan? Like, let's force them to make the shots. They couldn't make the shots. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to get every rebound. Every loose ball is going to go our way. Every long rebound is going to come right to the hands of Jared Allen. Every tip. There was no chance at any point of a comeback, because to forge a legitimate comeback, you need to be able to do a couple things, Kenny. You need to be able to get rebounds, and you have to be able to hit shots. They can do neither in this series. It's a wrap.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Do you think that the series is done? Do you think that it's wrong for us to say that the series is done? You are steadfast with me that the series is over with. I just don't think that, you know, when yesterday with Jalen Suggs, it looked like he was never going to play basketball again.
Yeah.
And they put a wrap on it. You could tell he went up to try to go get a rebound. And if you noticed, he like did this pirouette on one foot when
exactly
he landed.
I know exactly the player talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Okay. He did this pirouette on one foot when he landed. I go, yeah, he is. It's weird because these guys that get carried, like Jalen Suggs was literally carried off the floor, and then he's able to return. And I think a lot of people, because they're all good athletes, they go, well, was he really that hurt, or were we just being dramatic about it? I go, well, it's the NBA. You can see everything going on. You're right there on a small floor in the middle of everybody there. And they put a wrap on it. You could tell he was playing injured in that basketball game. Again, I mentioned
he's the heart and soul of their team.
I mentioned
he's the guy that creates belief in everything they do.
Yep.
The minute he went down in that game, I think we scored on the next six possessions fairly easily.
Yep.
Like the spirit was sucked out of them. And I know he came back and, you know, he created a little bit of havoc here and there. But then Darius hit those threes. He hit the two back-to-back. He ends up 4-7 from three-point line. And that was it. I mean, I know they made another mini run to get it into single digits at the end of the game, but there was no chance.
Are you afraid of Jonathan Isaac?
Well, yeah, their broadcaster told us to be
scared. We were supposed to be scared of Jonathan Isaac. So are we afraid of Jonathan Isaac?
I feel, okay, in a way, I feel bad. I feel bad because
I'm not trying to talk trash.
This is what we do. We're up two games to nothing.
I'm not trying to be tough talking, puff my chest out. I'm trying to call it down the line and even be respectful. Because I do think that the Magic, there's definitely some players that they're finding are unplayable in this series. I mean, Mo Wagner was losing his mind by the end of the game, and you could tell they did him a favor by fouling him out of that basketball game. But I'm trying to be respectful. I think that the Magic do have a bright future. I think that they're dealing with a lot of stuff that we might have dealt with last year, and we'll bring that up again coming up at 7. But I'm not afraid of Jonathan Isaac. I knew that he'd be good defensively, but man, he was the story of everything last week.
Well, he was
leading
the X factor
up to
because,
it, yes.
Because he was not a starter for them all year. And then when they finally put him in the starting lineup in the last game of the year, he had put together quite a highlight reel defensively. And in this series, they're just pushing him around. He is not ready for prime time. Not at all. He has not made any defensive plays. Maybe one, he came over and was the second man on a block of an Evan Mobley shot where he was the help defender. And that's about it. He has been able to do nothing in this series. And I almost feel bad because I said, you know, I think the Cavs are going to win in 5. I think they're going to be closely hard-fought games, but we have too much scoring for them. I was wrong. They're not close. The Magic... I don't even think the Magic are just happy to be there. I think we're imposing our will to such an extent where they're miserable to be there.
Well, I thought today would be, I thought yesterday, because I haven't slept, basically. It's been an hour, I think, and that's about it, especially after last night's Lakers debacle. I thought yesterday would be a real big punch back, and it was kind of, it just never felt that way. Now, I will tell you, I was hosting a radio show in my office with the TV on, so I didn't get the entire scope of it. Were people worked up at the very... Because I took some notes, but I couldn't really take notes about through a quarter and a half until we were off the air. Because we had the Browns draft preview show, which, go ahead and let me have it on that if you want to. We don't have a first-round pick, but either way, we did the preview show, which is actually some good content.
What did you guys preview?
We previewed pick 54. Previewed pick 54. Got into some quarterback talk with some of the other QBs. Gave a bold prediction or two.
Ooh, okay.
Had Matt Miller, heard Andrew Berry, which we'll play it about last night. So that was good, but I knew that everybody was going to be interested in the Cavs, and I knew I had to be paying it. So I'm trying to do two things at once where I'm trying to see what's going on, but I can't listen to the game because I'm doing the show, and that would be disrespectful. So I gotta make sure. And I didn't feel that there was any pensiveness at all throughout the first half. I mean, it was a 14-point lead at halftime, and then that was, I basically was ready to set sail there for the rest of the night. Did you feel anything with the crowd or with the fans?
I thought the crowd looked great.
On social media?
I thought the crowd that was there looked great.
But pensiveness, like, oh, well, they might swing back on this side, because I thought that this might be a one where they swing.
Well,
I
again,
really think
is...
game three is the last gasp for Orlando.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But this is the second straight game where the third quarter was just almost unwatchable all the way around. Cavs had built their lead. They got at times, you know, bogged down, but because the Magic were desperate, and the Magic are fully capable of making life hell on you to try to score. And so it didn't surprise me. And so I think in that third quarter, I think some fans were like, here we go again. It's really tough for us to even conduct our offense. But if you're watching the other playoff series, I mean, I'm watching a ton, especially because it was a blowout yesterday, so I'm moving my way over to the Knicks-Philly game. It's really hard to score, and a lot of that is unwatchable, and you got better players in that series.
I agree. I thought that I think that this is kind of par for the course.
Yeah,
on
this
a lot
is
of
welcome
this.
To the playoffs.
You know, I'm going. Yeah, we're not scoring a lot, but they're not either. You know, they're not hitting their shots, and they're. I mean, you, some of these guys with Orlando, you are leaving wide open.
Yes, and that's by design.
Yes, you are leaving wide open to take some of these threes, and they are not hitting these threes. I mean, Gary Harris hit a bunch, and that was cool. Good for him, I guess. But like, there were a lot of guys that they just fine. You go right on ahead. I mean, Jonathan Isaac, 1 of 7. And I noticed
all in the corner,
I saw about
wide
four
open.
Of his. Yeah.
Basically, what teams do to Evan Mobley, and he's not capable of hitting these down, and Evan's hit a few.
So, I kind of want to ask you, like, is that the spot on the floor, or are they just like, is he in the wrong spot and he's taking that shot, or is that
no,
his spot and they just don't care?
That's where, what you're talking, if you're Orlando?
No, if you're the Cavs defensively. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so, like, obviously, I'm not watching where Jonathan Isaac is shooting threes every single game like I would be watching. Like, Evan Mobley, because of the, you know, you and me and Jason getting into it about Evan Mobley and taking threes, I'm looking at his spots on the floor. That's not his spot. This is his spot. This is where he's comfortable. And you're kind of seeing this here and there. And the gather and finding the right opportunity to be able to shoot, because it does take him a while to gather, as you brought up. And it's still a work in progress. But I'm watching. I watch guys who are just left open. They're going, yeah, you go ahead. You take that. We'll just take the rebound and we'll get the ball back on the other end. And if you hit it, you hit it fine, but I'm going to take my chances on this. Is that a spot on the floor thing, or is that just like, hey, we just don't respect his shot? It could be a little column A, column B.
They don't, and there's a lot of guys in the league, even in the playoffs, where every team has to have a weak link. Now, I know right now it looks like Orlando has 7 of them. So, you know, it's like the opposite of pick your poison.
Yeah.
Because every single spot on the floor, those guys, they're starting to shake their head. They're getting down. This was a big part of this series. And we talked about this, you know, in the lead up to the series last week, is to get up to good leads, get off to a good start. And I know that sounds obvious, like every team in the world. But as you saw, the Denver Nuggets don't need to get off to a good start. They're fine. They're fine dealing with the pressure of being down 15, 20. It doesn't matter. Against LeBron, of all people. Like, they don't care. The Cavs, the psyche and how fragile they were at times, certainly last year in the playoffs, but, you know, at times this year too, they could not afford in this series to get down and have everybody in that building, especially at home, get on pins and needles.
Yeah.
That was not going to be a spot. And the good news is they just came out and they understood exactly what they needed to do. They got out easy buckets, never stopped, kept putting the pressure on them, and they are totally fine with Jonathan Isaac. If he hits 4 in a row in the corner, they might take a step towards him. But if that's going to be the whole offense by Orlando, then by all means.
I think that right now I'm so happy. 216-474-0092. Does it feel like the series is already over for you? I think a lot of people are going to say no because they're going to be apprehensive. They're going to be emotional. That's fine. I have to look at this. It's not about me. It's not about tough talk and emotional, Ken. I want to point that out. I think I'm trying to be as fair and evaluate as much as I possibly can. And I just don't think that they have what it takes to win the series over the Cavs. I didn't expect Evan Mobley to be hacked as much as he is, and I should have, but I didn't expect him to play as tough as I think he's trying to play. I think he's really dealing. I mean, they did everything except take out lacrosse sticks and try to beat him with them. And yes, as a man who's been beaten with lacrosse sticks in my life, I understand that that can be a tough task to deal with. I mean, they're basically balling up and socking him every time he gets the ball on the block. But Jared Allen has played. He's played exceptionally all year.
Has he made up for last year's disappearing act?
I think so. I really do.
It's only been 2 games.
Tough thing. That's a tough thing to say.
And it's the Magic, and fans are in my mentions telling me, who cares? It's the Magic. Okay, well, I guess no playoff games matter anymore. Now we don't care about the regular season or the playoffs.
You can't double down on cynicism. You cannot double down on cynicism. I can't sit there and tell everybody, like, I thought they were going to win this series. Now, I thought they might do it in 6, maybe even 7, because that's what everybody was saying.
I thought the games would be more competitive.
The people that we have in, it's been 2, but here I am trying to cover my bases. I'm not going to do that. There were plenty of people worried that they would lose to the Magic in this series. You can't then double down. There were people who were saying they're going to lose to the Cavs fans said they were going to lose to the Magic. Now, I never said that. As angry as you got me to be about that last 80-second game, I was not saying that they were going to lose to the Magic, and I certainly didn't want them to lose to the Magic as much as we play games here on the show. You can't double down and say, well, then it's just the Magic if you were thinking they were going to lose to the Magic. That doesn't make any sense. There, you can't double down. You can't just be so emotional where you double down on that. I mean, I guess you can. You can do whatever you want, but it's nonsensical, and I'm not going to take anybody seriously doing that. I have to give credit where it's due. We thought that this was going to be – we knew that they were going to be – try to make it a rock fight, try to play tough, try to throw elbows. They have – there's no way on earth either Jared Allen's the coolest cat in the history of basketball players or he's lying to our faces, which is perfectly fine. There's no way on earth he hadn't thought about last year and about all the hell he had to pay for the lights too bright comment. He played like that the entire season this season, and obviously he's playing like that in the playoffs where everything is tougher, everything is stronger. They are feeding him. He's taking care of it. Everything has been fantastic with him. He had 20 total rebounds last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing his ass off.
Dominant.
And he's dominant. He's not just playing tough. He's dominant. And I think he's opening up opportunities for Evan Mobley. That's how I see it.
Everything Mitchell Robinson did to us and did to Jared Allen last year and Evan Mobley, that is what Jared Allen is doing to the entire city of Orlando.
All right.
They never want to see that dude again.
So we got a lot of analysis in. I'm glad we did because a lot of people didn't get to see that game. We will talk about that at 6:40.
A playoff game.
There was a mess, and I didn't even notice until a quarter in. I'm going to tell you guys about that at 6:40. Coming up next, there was a massive, massive letdown last night on the West Coast. And you got to read the tea leaves on the draft, because if you listened to that preview show last night, you heard Andrew Berry say this next in about last night.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.